What color was your husband's hair?
Black. Curly as it could be. You had to, even by a hat, a half a size too large to wear it.
No kidding, because of his curly hair.
Yeah, his hair was so curly.
That's funny.
Like me and him married, he had the prettiest curly head of hair you ever seen. And we never had our curly head child, only one that died. Our first baby had black curly hair all over her head. And she had deep blue eyes. And that's the only one we ever had, just favored him when she was born.
Yeah, that's a shame. I don't know.
Rest of them come after this old sow.
Yeah. The ones who have curly hair always end up hating it, though, it seems like.
Huh?
Seems like people who have curly hair always end up hating it. My mother had curly hair and she always hated it.
My husband didn't hate his. He was proud of it.
Well, that's good.
He was really proud of it.
Yeah.
And my little sister, though, she had blonde curly hair, my baby sister. When she was born, the one with the picture taken up there with me.
Yeah.
That was her golden wedding. And her husband died in 5 months after that golden wedding. And then my brother had his golden wedding. And he died about 3 months after it.
My goodness.
My brother just older than me.
Uh-huh.
And me and my husband just lived together 4 or 5 years when he died.
Well, that's a long time.
And it was a long up and down life. Yeah. I don't say we got along perfect, but Papa told him, said, Clarence, now you've got us a pecker to raise to yourself since you're just a kid. Well, he done it.
Uh-huh.
When he hollered hop, well, I hopped.
How old was he?
He was 20. And I was 15.
Yeah, you thought he was an old man, probably. But he was 20. He's all grown.
Yeah, well, he was grown enough that he had judgment enough to know what to do and what to do.
Yeah.
And he said, now Clarence said, you've got her. Said, I've raised her now. And said, now yeah, you've got to finish with her.
You gotta do
said,
it.
Said, she ain't
it.
Grown yet.
Yeah.
Said, mm-hmm. She's just 15. And he said, you take her and raise her suit yourself.
Uh-huh.
And he did.
He did.
I thought I had to do everything he said do until the last few years, and I told him I had sense enough to know a few things myself. And I took over. I done what I wanted to do, and he done what he wanted to do.
Yeah, yeah.
But I was really afraid of him when we first met.
Were you really? How funny.
I wasn't afraid, but Papa said, now, daughter, when you marry your husband, you must submit yourself to him. Said, it's not Papa.
Yeah.
And said, what he says goes. But I thought I had to do that because that's what Papa told me.
Yeah.
Before I married.
Yeah.
Said, you just a kid. Said, do you know what you're getting into?
Uh-huh.
I said, do you really love Clarence? I said, Papa, if I didn't, I wouldn't want to marry him. And he said, okay. I said, but now remember, a woman's supposed to obey her husband.
Mm-hmm. How long did it take you to figure out that you didn't always have to do that?
Oh, when my last baby was born. She's 52 years old now.
Okay. To a child who's misbehaved, you might say, if you do that again, I'm going to give you a good, what?
Spanking.
Okay. If two small children talking, like one little boy talking to another, and one little boy might say to the other, if you do that again, I'm going to give you a good, what?
Smacked.
Okay, and if they're older boys, he might say, what? I'm going to give you a good...
Slap.
Okay. Let's see. You might say, that lady had a really hard life. Her husband died and she, what, 6 children all by herself.
Well, I experienced that.
Yeah.
My daughter's husband died and left her with 6 children and another on the road.
My goodness. That's terrible.
And she raised them.
Oh, she did. All by herself?
She remarried about, the baby was 12 years old when he died.
Mm-hmm.
That was her last husband.
Uh-huh.
And her first husband had to be sent off before the twins was born. He lost his mind when they sent him off.
That's terrible.
Before the twins was born, she had a little 18-month-old baby about